It is with great joy and delight that I, the Ascended Master Saint Germain, steps forward at this moment in time in order to provide you with guidance so desperately needed by mankind. Open then your mind and heart to me. Let the light and power of my presence and the ray that I represent shine forth into every part of your being, that it might banish sadness and grief, that it might banish pessimism and hopelessness, and restore instead a greater trust and belief in the divinity and wonder of mankind. There are times in life when the world seems so dark and black that no solution seems possible, seems evident. We can look upon humanity and despair at what we have done and what we do, and wonder as to the worthiness of our species, and wonder as to whether or not it should be allowed to continue here on earth. When such moments occur, all we can see is the problem, and the solution seems beyond us, 1,000,000,000 miles away, out of our hands, and we can seem small and powerless in its shadow. But the solution to every problem can be found within the nature of the problem itself. And every human being has the power to contribute to the manifestation of such. The ancient alchemists knew that the gold that they sought to manifest from lead was found inside the lead itself as potential, waiting simply to be fulfilled, waiting to be conjured forwards, and that the process of transformation was not one of miracle, but simply one of purification and rebalancing, of reordering the nature of that already existed in order to expose the shining light within. We are all alchemists, co-creators with the divine. We all have the power to transmute the world in which we live and bring about new order, to draw forth from the darkness the power of light. It is easy, during times such as these, to lose sight of this power, of this gift. I have always been very pragmatic and practical in my approach to spiritual living. When things can be done in the physical world to aid the physical world, then they should be done. When we have money to give, hours to spend, practical skills to apply, then we should apply them. but as well as this, and alongside it, and in certain cases instead of it, we can apply something equally as valid and important: the power of the Spirit, the power of our intent, our capacity to utilize our divinity in order to bring about change from within. Those of you who have walked the spiritual path for some time are well experienced in the sending of thought, of positive energy, of healing and love and light. You know that this is best done in accordance with the will of the divine, that it is best done in conjunction with the power of your soul, as well as those other higher beings, including the ascended masters, who might provide you with both power and guidance as to how your thoughts should be applied. You will also understand of the, at times, despair in not being able to see directly the results and ramifications of the application of the power of your thought. Although sometimes those areas that you focus upon may be benignly resolved, it is not always easy to immediately identify that this was as a result of the work that you and your friends have done. You can pacify yourself by thinking that this might be so, but there is no direct evidence or proof. And so, at times, when you are feeling bleak and discouraged, or when skeptics around you catch wind of that you have been doing, and choose to project their skepticism upon you by casting doubt upon your conviction, you may have become overwhelmed by the thought and possibility that what you have done has had no merit or worth or effect. And this may have eaten away at your confidence or prevented you entirely from continuing with the good work of your endeavours. Spiritual healers are taught to focus on the nature of their work rather than its outcome. They are taught not to become trapped in the expectation of result, for to do so causes them to direct their energy in the wrong direction, rather than allowing spirit to work through them, rather than following the path of their intuition. They become too invested in results, and therefore fooled into thinking that they should apply the power of their will into those areas where obvious illness resides, missing entirely the root cause of the problem. This can happen too in healing the world. We can become so concerned that that we do does not have the desired effect, that we begin to apply our focus rationally and logically rather than intuitively and laterally, allowing the divine presence to work through us in order to bring solution. Not becoming concerned in the complicated machinations of exactly how our energy and thought might be applied and used. Healing your world requires trust. Trust in your connection to the divine, Trust in your ability to be a conduit through which its power might flow. Trust in the presence and existence of the divine itself. And trust that the world is both capable of being saved and worth being saved also. Now more than ever before, your world needs you. On a daily basis, it needs your prayers, your positive thought, your healing grace. Whenever and wherever you encounter injustice and crime, cruelty and hate, whenever and wherever you encounter the world struggling, dying, choking, you must apply the power of your will and light. You must not think of yourself as small or insignificant. You must not concern yourself with the how. You must simply align yourself to your greater self and the divine, and let the light pour through you into the world, so that it may be the salve that heals the wounded heart and spirit and gives it resolve and courage to carry on, so that it might be the power that transmutes pollution and encourages restoration and regeneration of the planet, so that it might be the light that opens the closed hearts and minds, so that those in obvious power, those who lead, might do so in love and with wisdom for the greater good of all. Since the beginning of time, silent and invisible light workers like you have sat alone and together, connected directly and dynamically or whilst apart, in order to ground the light of spirit into and onto the world and inspire change. The greatest of those that have existed and endeavoured to bring the world to rights have been those who have done so through surrender and abandon, not endeavouring to solve the unsolvable, not concerning themselves with the how, but rather concerning themselves only with the need of the now, to ground the light, to do their part when nothing else was available for them to do, to enforce the plan on earth through the glory of the divine. Your world is important. It holds great promise. It potentially fulfills a vital function for the universe. Its continuance, its ascension, is essential. And you are part of that process. Begin then at your heart with your desire to aid and heal and mend. And from here rise through the central energy channel and the chakras up, through the crown and soul star into the Sela gateway chakra. Align there with the core of your soul, that part of you which is divine, and through it connect with the divine source itself. And then become the conduit through which the light of spirit flows, down through you and out into your world, trusting that the wisdom behind this power will take it to those places that it needs to go to. in love and light, take these words, this wisdom, this guidance, and use it wisely and well.